Welcome to the English Mojo Podcast Series. Episode 11. The New Number One. There can only be one number one. So which country is number one in English speakers? Depending on your point of view, the answer may surprise you. This is a huge place where people speak 850 other languages. And it's home to 6 times as many English speakers as the birthplace of the language. Are you thinking about the United States? Guess again. Recently, the language experienced a crossover. Today, non-native speakers outnumber native speakers. Now a single Asian country has more people using the language than the US and the UK combined. That country is India. How did that happen? Why aren't those Indians bypassing English for one of their homegrown tongues? And how many now use English? I'm Joseph Kashmir, and thanks for taking this podcast from English Mojo. Today, several nations around the world use English as a second language. But India is unique in having such long and intense exposure. Looking at the world scene, it helps to keep English in perspective. Remember, a couple dozen generations ago, the language was limited to fewer than 10 million islanders in the North Atlantic. But, greatly helped by armies, navies, publishers, broadcasters, movie and music studios, it spread amazingly far. How did India, so distant from the source, become such a runaway success for English? The situation began even before the Americans started to break away from England. Beginning in 1765 and running until 1947, the British Raj government enforced English for all teaching and administration in India. When independence came, it was followed by a government move away from English. The Constitution declared Hindi to be the new country's official language. For a region that's home to over 800 other native languages, that was a bold move. And it seemed to mark the end of English in India. This episode comes to you from EnglishMojo.com, where you can find more episodes and articles. However, Hindi was and is spoken by less than half of the country, mostly in the north. On the other hand, English was already well established throughout the country. So, to keep the country running, nation builders of that day fitted the Constitution with a language changeover plan. In 15 years, English would be phased out. Hindi, it was reasoned, would be left standing as the single official language. By the mid-1960s, when the deadline drew near, many Indians, especially non-Hindi speakers in the South, protested. Hindi, they insisted, would not be welcome as a sole official language. Keep English, they demanded. In the end, the Prime Minister of India backed down. English, he allowed, would continue as an official working language until the states were ready to accept Hindi. 2 generations later, that day has not yet come. Today, among many educated Indians, English is almost a first language. They speak not, as you might imagine, a mixture of Indian language and English. Instead, their speech follows the style of the British Broadcasting Corporation, sometimes with impressive added ornateness. The many private schools and colleges, run as they often are by missionaries, teach English as a first language. The resulting standards of Indian English have been high. High enough to produce world-renowned English language writers such as Salman Rushdie. How many Indians now use, speak, or understand English? More than Americans, more than Europeans, and more than Chinese. Big numbers are hard to nail down, but widely accepted estimates ascribe English to about 350 million Indians. And that's a number that's likely to grow even larger, along with the billion-plus population of this rapidly evolving country. I'm Joseph Kashmir. Thanks for joining the podcast. More later. Goodbye for now.
This has been a presentation of English Mojo. For more about power in language, to give us your comments and questions, and to learn about our other productions and services, please visit us at EnglishMojo.com.